This is the Recency Bias. It's your morning after mini pod brought to you by rabbithabs.com. I'm Zach Vanoss along with you here. On this Thursday morning, following up a Wednesday night game, the Montreal Canadiens in the Canadian capital to take on the Senators, game number 52 on the season. Let's get this thing over quickly, shall we? Because it was not an enjoyable game. Not after the three that we'd had through the weekend and Monday. The three-game winning streak with all the comebacks and the Cole Caulfield overtime goals. No. This was not the case on Wednesday night. A 5-1 stinker from the Canadiens. A game that saw Allen going up against Forsberg in the goalie match. Have we seen Forsberg play for the Sens yet this year? I don't know. The Sens have had a lot of goalies. Maybe Forsberg was one of them. Hard to say. Nobody knows. Starting thoughts, oh dear, what did I have down here? Starting thoughts, do Nick Suzuki's Habs keep rolling? Well, Nick Suzuki did have a point again on the night, but that's about as high a mark as it got on the night for the Canadiens. Just a stanker. I didn't have high expectations for this game. I'll be honest, I didn't think this Canadiens team, as much as I enjoyed the three-game winning streak, I didn't think this Canadiens team probably had a four-game winning streak in them at this point. Just didn't feel right after all we've seen this season. Despite, you know, there's been some good pushback lately, of course. I don't like what we've seen, but it just felt like it was probably going to be a dud. And it was an absolute dud. Jeff Petrie looked good in the early going, particularly. Looked more like the Petrie for Norris, Jeff Petrie. And yeah, he also would pick up a point on the evening. Jake Allen had some adventures in this one. Way out of his net, making saves. And then the rest told him to play the puck, which, why was there no whistle there? Yeah, he's way out, but it's not like he made a save. That's a save. Get the whistle. No goal there, but there was a goal 11:35 into the first for the Senators. Shane Pinto, the first of his NHL career. Shane Pinto, who is a Hobie Baker nominee this year, of course. I've mentioned this before. The winner of the Hobie Baker Award, though, just for your reference, it was Cole Caulfield, which is why he's already got two goals. And it took this brat Shane Pinto all these games to finally get his first, but he did against the Habs midway through that first period. However, the bright spot was in the first. Habs still able to believe at that point. As Edmondson. What? Yeah, Edmondson. The assist man became the Schuster. His third of the year, set up nicely by Suzuki and Toffoli as a real set play off the faceoff. Edmondson able to sneak into the dot, and he buried it. We were even at one. Seemed like a good omen. Canadiens fighting back. 32 seconds left in the period. Edmondson scoring one. Okay. And then they kept the pressure up as well, not going to lie. For the final 32 seconds of that period, they looked like they had another opportunity. Alas, they were outshot in the period 11-10. Scoring chances went 11-9 in their favor, but not when it came to the ones that counted. High danger chances, all Senators way 5-1 in those opening 20. And that was the same in 5v5. 1-1 after 20. Josh Anderson would take a tripping penalty a minute 30 in that second frame. It was a bullshit call. Well, it wasn't a bullshit call. It was definitely tripping. But considering what they'd let go up to that point in the game, you know, they really seemed like the refs weren't going to call much. What they called that one, the Habs were able to kill off that penalty, but it started some momentum for the Senators. Soon after that, just 4 minutes into the second period, it's 2-1. For the Sens, as Petrie loses a battle with Norris, basically a race with Norris, who finds Tkachuk. Oh, yeah. Of course it was. Who else? Who else besides Tkachuk? His 17th of the season for Brady. Could have drafted him instead of Kotkaniemi. I like Kotkaniemi enough. But Brady Tkachuk, that was the best player available, apparently. Just saying. as I've already said several times and probably will continue to say. And again, I like Kotkaniemi. You listen to this podcast, you know how I feel about KK. But Kachuk, man, that kid's got game. He had a goal to put the sickos in Ottawa up 2-1. And from that point on, the Habs, yeah, even before that, really, as evidenced by Petrie losing out to Norris on the play that led to the goal, but really passive in the second period of the Canadiens. And the game, you know, a first that was relatively evenly fought from the second period on. Nope, nope, nope. And of course, the score indicative of that. And with just 8 seconds remaining in the second period, Nicholas Paul, that's a firsty right there, Nick Paul. Also sounds like he should be one of the brothers of those YouTube Pauls. Ones who apparently can box. That's as much as I know. Or as much as I care to know. 3-1 Senators. Wah, wah. Shots in that second period. Very indicative of what had happened in the period. 17-7 for Ottawa. Scoring chances went 15-4 the home team's way. High danger chances were 6-1. Two of those high danger chances for the Sens coming on the power play. 3-1 after 20 and 4 minutes 40 seconds into the third. The game got real out of hand. Even those fans who were holding on hoping that for a third straight time, second straight time, whatever it was, they'd come back from, it would be a third straight time that they would come back from a two-goal deficit. Not happening on Wednesday. Connor Brown with his 19th of the year. A missed man for Schrott. And it is 4-1 Sens. At that point, everybody stopped paying attention, but apparently midway through the third, the Sens would add a fifth goal by Fermenton. 5-1. Do they do some sort of chicken wings in Ottawa? Who knows? Who cares? And it was a stinker. It's not. Forget it. Burn the game tape. Move on. Because they play again tonight. Yes, Habs will be taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Trying to return to their winning ways. 7 o'clock start. Let's look forward to that and not back at what happened on Wednesday night. The only goal scorer again for the Canadiens, Edmondson, as the Habs are outshot. The Habs were outshot 34-31 in that one. Not that the shots really matter. Scores what matters, and it was 5-1. Edmondson again. Third goal of the season, Suzuki to Foley with the helpers. Romanov, after his demotion in a rough game for him on Monday night, back up to 1955 that he played on Wednesdays. So, trust restored. Just a recognition that the rookie had a bad game. You got to do, and despite the fact that the Canadiens overall were pretty trash on Wednesday, I didn't think Romanov was especially or any differently not very good like the rest of the squad. The real action on Wednesday night was between Washington and the New York Rangers. And I don't mean hockey action. 100 penalty minutes. I'm not exaggerating. I know on this podcast I have a tendency to throw out completely made up numbers in order to exaggerate and make a point. 100 penalty minutes given out in the first period of that Rangers-Washington game. Not an exaggeration, just an accurate statistic. Once in a while I have an accurate statistic here, and that's one of them, so. Yes, sir, the Wilson saga that will not quit. Of course, prior to the game between the Rangers and the Washington Capitals, the Rangers fired the president and the general manager. Jimmy Dolan remembered that he also owns a hockey team, and since he's not allowed to apparently mess with his basketball team anymore, and they're starting to have success, he has turned his attention to the Rangers at this time. So, interesting to see what's going on. I thought the Rangers' plan was working out pretty well. They wound up landing Alexi Lafreniere. Yeah, they're missing the playoffs this season, but they were kind of ahead of schedule last year and then got lucky with Lafreniere. So, I don't know. I guess it must have been over the statement issued by the New York Rangers following, what was it, Monday night's game against Washington and the incident with Wilson. I don't know what's going on in New York, but that's pretty crazy. Certainly more compelling than the Habs-Sens game on Wednesday. That's for sure. Might not be hockey at all in any sense, but compelling. So there's that. All right, Habs Leafs. Look forward to that one. I promise to get out of this one quickly. Let's get out. Till next, take care.